This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. In Illinois, Nevada, Oregon, and some cities, minimum wage increases were set to begin July 1st. Some business owners wanted a delay because of the pandemic. But as Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports, in most places, things moved ahead as planned.
Sandy Shaneborn owns a three-screen movie theater in southern Illinois. It's closed now because of the pandemic. In May, she wrote the Illinois legislature and governor asking them to delay the minimum wage increase. Her argument?
Extra expenses when we didn't have much money coming in was going to make it difficult to stay a viable business.
When the theater does open, hopefully later this month, Shaneborn will have to pay her workers the new minimum, $10 an hour. David Cooper at the Economic Policy Institute says minimum wage workers will spend the extra money, maybe on things like movie tickets.
Raising the minimum wage is one of the simplest and most straightforward ways to get money into the hands of people that are very likely to go out and spend those dollars right away.
Cooper says the best way to help small businesses cope with the pandemic and higher minimum wage, more government loans or tax deferrals. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.